Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Motivation. I need that guy that I was talking about to give us some motivation. Jeff Blum. He has been our good karma and juju for the show over the season. And lucky you, Blummer. You said you were going to watch the rest of the series from home, and then lo and behold, you let us know you're on an airplane heading to L.A.
Yeah, I couldn't resist it. My wife was giving me a hard time, saying you're going to have. I guess it's called FOMO. I had no idea what that was. And apparently it's fear of missing out, and she was right. So I bought a ticket, and here I am.
That's great.
Outstanding. And we gave you credit because the last time you were in the corner and you were sending out pictures of when Puig let that Bregman hit get off his glove and threw his mitt like a little child, and that you were right there. Where were you the other night?
I was kind of roaming around. I didn't get a ticket to actually sit in a seat, but had my credential, and I was just going from – level to level, trying the local beer options, which aren't all that great, but the game was pretty good, except for the fact that the Astros couldn't score.
Where was the noise level? Everybody said Minute Maid was just out of this world. Where was the noise level last night at Dodger Stadium?
It was pretty good, but they're not. They don't compare to Minute Maid for me, just in the sense that, you know, the scoreboards here have to convince them to stand up with two strikes, whereas at Minute Maid, you know, before they can put anything on the big board, everybody's standing up and recognizing when to cheer and get loud. You know, it did get loud for Yuli Gurriel as far as the booing is concerned, but still, Minute Maid for me has been the ultimate playoff atmosphere because of the knowledge of the fans and the noise level they get to.
Well, Justin Verlander did his part. I mean, he pitched a hell of a game. What happened to the bats?
Well, in the three games they've lost, they've only scored four runs, so if the Dodgers can hold down the bats, they're fine. I thought it was really going to start to open up a little bit after George hit that home run to the opposite field, and they had a couple of opportunities with runners on second and third. I thought the Josh Reddick strikeout was a big AB, but it's just missed opportunities. When they miss those opportunities and they don't capitalize, that's when things go wrong, because it's all about hitting with runners in scoring position in this playoff.
All right, Blummer, a lot of people talking about this matchup tonight. Tell us why we should feel good about our Houston Astros.
Because you've got a highly excitable guy, and Lance McCullers is going on the mound. I think he's going to step up, rise up. He has in the past playoff opportunities. He's pitched in a Game 7 at home, so he understands the opportunity. I think he's going to relish in the fact that he has a chance to quiet about 50,000 Los Angeles fans. And also, I think that it's good for the offense, too, because they're facing a guy in Yu Darvish where they've got some extremely good recent success against him. It's just going to be interesting to see if Yu Darvish can make the adjustment.
I was going to ask you about that, because as an ex-player, you know, we've talked about this throughout the series, too, that, you know, these two teams didn't play in the regular season. A lot of guys hadn't hit against Kershaw before, things like that. When you look at that and the fact that Darvish has been in the division for a while now, that it's got to be at least somewhat of an advantage to know that these guys have seen him consistently through the last couple of years and they know what to expect.
Yeah, they're not going to be fazed by anything with him out there. It's not, you know, it's not an Alex Wood where they've got to try and figure out immediately. All these guys have ABs against them. They all have experience. They all have seen the release point, the arm angle, the action on his pitches. And Yu Darvish, you know, think about it. It's fresh in his memory that he had the shortest outing of his career in a World Series game. And the expectation of pitching at home, he's a big trade guy that they went out and got. I think a lot of the pressure is on them. I don't think the Astros are going to be playing with much pressure, just in the sense that this is where they want to be. They want to silence the crowd. It's an advantage to them if they score early, and they have the experience against Yu Darvish. I think these guys are excited, and I think you saw it in some of the interviews that you saw last night, where these guys were saying, yeah, let's go, Game 7. This game's over with. We're moving on to the next game, and this is it.
All right, put your manager's hat on for both teams. This is a two-part question for you. Do you plunk Yuli if you're Darvish? And if you're the Astros, do you plunk Peterson for what he did on the base pass last night?
No. It's Game 7. There's too much on the line, and we know what happens when base runners get on. I think Yu Darvish, to his credit, has handled this amazingly well. Yuli's done a good job since moving on, keeping his mouth shut, play the game, and focus on the game. As much as you'd like to drill a guy like Jock Peterson after the actions he took around the bases last night, I think you need to hold back. And when you party on their field after winning the World Series, I think that might be sending the message enough.
You're with me, Blummer. I brought it up, and I am Clint Eastwood, and I'm telling everybody to get off my lawn, but I have had enough of Jock Peterson. And I said, you know, just from a baseball purist perspective, what he does and the theatrics around the bases and all that other crap just got under my skin. And you, better than anybody else, as an ex-player, you kind of helped me there a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know what? And the thing with me and that whole, you know, oh, man, it's so hard. But this society, this league, everything has turned into what have you done for me lately? And that's all he's done lately is he got a big hit. I give him that credit. I'm not sure if, you know, if it's necessary to go around throwing the money signs or whatever, pay me or whatever the heck he was saying. But if you look at, he wasn't on the Division Series roster. He's lucky to be in the position he's in. I'd like to see a little more gratitude out of these guys because Jock Peterson had a horrific year.
Yep.
There were question marks if he would even make the Championship Series, let alone the World Series roster. I give him credit for capitalizing on it, but man, just show a little gratitude to the fact that Dave Roberts let you onto this roster, and even though you're producing.
Regular season, do you hit him next time he comes up?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you think this moment's going to be too big for Lance McCullers? I know he likes the spotlight, but sometimes in a Game 7, that mentality can change a little bit on you if you get in a little bit of trouble. Is this the moment for him?
It is a moment for him, and I think it's a moment for him to establish himself. He had a moment in Game 7 where he came out and threw, three, four innings strong and recognized the moment. That was to get into the World Series. Granted, this is a little bit bigger stage and the magnitude is a little bit bigger, but it's a real opportunity. And I think that he understands the opportunity. That might be one of the things that I like most about some of these guys on the Astros is even though they're young and they're exciting, they relish the moment, but they understand the moment. And that's something I've always said that if you're going to play in this game and you're going to play any sports on a big level, whether it be the Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, NBA Finals, understand the situation you're in and embrace it. And he's done that up to this point, and I hope he does it again tonight.
Who are you expecting to be the first option out of the pen for the Astros?
I would imagine Charlie Morton, Brad Peacock might be the first two guys out of that bullpen. I'm not sure in which order, but those guys have the most viable arms out of that bullpen for me right now.
I was looking at this last night, and then I saw it on SportsCenter this morning, and I wanted to get your opinion on it. The Astros are absolutely unbelievable when Correa and Altuve hit, and at home especially, but on the road and when the Astros lose, like last night, Altuve and Correa are hitting like .71. And they were 0 for 8 last night with 2 Ks. And I just, one, it's that whole differentiation between getting away from Minute Maid and playing on the road and why is there such a huge gap. And then two, Altuve just didn't even look like he was comfortable in the box last night. How do you get those guys going?
No, I agree with you. And it is different playing at home. I know that, you know, these are very positive human beings outside of the game. They're very even more positive when they're on the field, and they really use the vibe that Minute Maid gives to them. They love the fact that everybody is standing on their feet, chanting MVP. They love the fact that every time they step in the box, they know they have an opportunity to do damage, and they love the fact that everybody at Minute Maid is cheering for them. It's a little bit different atmosphere when they get here because L.A., it's not so much booing or some of those hateful voices coming out of the stands. It's more of the silence. Those guys, I don't know if they understand, but when they step into the box here at Dodger Stadium, the fans literally shut down because they are concerned about the outcome. It's not until they get out that the fans actually jump up and scream because I think they're waiting for the impending doom that those bats bring. And then when those bats are going good, we all know that you hate to put it on two guys, but these guys are such prolific, damage type guys that the offense is based around them. There is a reason that they are good when they are going good, and they need those bats tonight. Of all nights, they have minimum of four opportunities tonight to go out there and make a statement and make history for Houston.
Good stuff. Jeff, how do you see it going tonight, man?
I see it being – it's going to be a slow start. I think it's – you know, Yu Darvish is going to kind of feel his way around. I think Lance McCullers is going to kind of feel his way around because, like you guys said, he's excitable. He's going to have to find that release point and settle down, but I don't see Yu Darvish getting comfortable against these Astros. He's going to make one mistake to somebody big. It's going to turn into a big hit, and then it's going to snowball for the offense. I think it's going to be a 6-2 game. Houston Astros are world champions.
Nice. Love it, Blummer. That's what I needed, man. After all these loser songs, I needed to get some positive mojo, and I got it. That's what man.
These guys are excited. The fan, there's a lot of Houston Astro fans here. They are excited. They're looking for something big, and I think it's going to happen.
Well, we missed you on the broadcast. We're glad you're there to help those guys take it home, and we look forward to catching up with you after the series to hopefully talk about a big Astros win.
No, it'll be great to get back home and share this with everybody back home.
Jeff Blum right there. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game. Jeff joining us via the HRP listener line. He's been great with us all season long. You can catch him during the regular season on Astros Games with Todd Callis on AT&T Sportsnet.
Somebody added,
when you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.